Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, and good evening. You're listening live to the Pastor J. Rouse Show here on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. And today is July the 9th, 2014. Yes, it's a Wednesday. We're halfway through the week, and I know we can get there because we can do all things through Christ. He strengthens us. Amen. Praise God. I pray that this has found you well and blessed. And truly, 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 truly in the Spirit of the Lord, because where he is, there is liberty. Amen. Praise God. We have a wonderful show ahead this evening. I'm excited because We have one of my favorite choirs on the show today. Well, at least some of the people from the choir, and their music is simply wonderful. And so I'm really excited, probably more than you, to hear all the details about the wonderful group of Laos in Harmony. And hopefully we'll get some more detailed information about what's going on, where they're going, and all those wonderful things that are going to be happening in their future, because we know it's extremely bright. They're doing wonderful things, and their music is off the chain, praise God. I've been addicted to them from the day I spotted them, and I'm just so excited about sharing the music all the time because they truly, truly love the Lord. You can feel the power in their songs. And they are just a wonderful group of people, and I can't wait to find out more details. Yes, we're discussing that infamous Rob Ford again. Everybody in Toronto bracing themselves. We're going to be discussing some more stuff about this fellow. He's out of rehab, and I tell you, I'm wondering if we need to send him back. But then we're getting more updates even today as we speak about how things went in rehab, and apparently he needed rehab for his rehab. And that's not good at all. So we'll have to find out where that goes. But in the meantime, we've got lots ahead. We're going to get moving and keep things rolling. Of course, we always have wonderful, wonderful music. And definitely we've got some amazing guests coming up in the next couple weeks. And there's, as I told you, I'm excited. There's an author that we're going to have on here, and we can't wait to discuss his book and the topic that he's discussing in his book. And we've got a few more things coming up, and I just can't wait to share it with you guys throughout the month of July. It's hot. I believe there's a song by Stevie Wonder, "It's Hotter Than July." Well, we were hot, but it's been cooling off a little, but we're just grateful that we didn't have to endure any storms because the tornadoes have seemed to have come and gone, and now it seems to be hurricane season. So we're just praying that the Lord will have mercy upon us. Amen. But let's get stuff started because we know I am a FIFA World Cup junkie. And, well, we've got some more updates on that coming up. But let's check out their song. This is Pitbull and J-Lo and the 2014 FIFA World Cup song, "We Are One."
Put your flag up in the sky. And we're going to stand. We'll be right back.
Amen. And that was Pitbull and J-Lo. Well, well, well. We'll discuss the World Cup in just a moment, but I really want to put on a song. I'm going to dedicate this to a friend of mine, Reverend Tracy, and to my friends at Grant AME Church in Toronto, who are mourning the death of a sister, Shirley Brown. And Reverend Tracy is mourning the loss of her aunt. And I don't normally do things like this, but I just want to do a little something because we're going to talk about this when we get back. But in the meantime, I need to play this song. This is A Place in Heaven by Soweto Gospel Choir. I need you to listen to the words. I need you to focus on what they're saying. And then we'll be right back with the Pastor J. Rouse Show.
Do I have a place in heaven where Jesus is the King? Do I have a place in heaven where Jesus is the King? Oh, my Lord, you are my Savior.
The show off on a damper. We were doing World Cup, but the Lord just brought me to this point where I just need to share. And I think it's important because I know there's so many people out there grieving, and it's hard and it's sad. I had to deal with someone who was remembering a birthday of a loved one who's moved on to the kingdom. And when you hurt, I hurt. And so that is how the Christian world works, that we suffer for one another because we feel each other's pain for the same reason we feel each other's joy, or we're supposed to, and that's why envy isn't supposed to be a part of who we are. But I just want to say that the Lord, he does what he does. Sometimes we don't always understand why, but he has a purpose. There's that saying that you always hear, that what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And I want to say, someone I had a discussion with the other day that I was counseling and ministering to, that there is no breaking point. Sometimes it will feel like it, but the fact of the matter is there really is no breaking point, because the Lord truly does know what you can bear. And he may bring you to the brink, but he'll never take you over. Amen. And so as much as things may seem confusing or just not right or just not fair, God always has a purpose for every single thing he does. It's not for us to know. And, you know, it's okay to be angry with God. He's our Father. Anyone who's had a father or a mother, obviously, they don't always like the things that they do, or they don't like the things that they make them do, or they don't like the things that they have to do. And sometimes we get mad at our parents, but we still love them. And as much as we get angry with our parents, and as much as we might still love them, they never truly stop loving us when they really know how to love. And so the Lord is not going to be mad at you if you're mad at him. He's going to know that you might be a little upset with him, and you might think it's unfair, or you might be hurting, or you might be suffering, or whatever the case may be. I think the world is unfair, because I see people who have and have too much, and they don't care about those who have nothing or not enough. And that's not how the world should work. It should be a balance, I think. Or if you have too much, you should at least give some to those who are in need. And I can't even begin to imagine those who really, really have a great deal of plenty probably could end world hunger and starvation and lack of shelter in a heartbeat. And they don't. And so we just never understand sometimes why God gives to some and not to others. And sometimes we wonder why God gives to the wrong people. We see it as wrong, but God has his reasons. And he allows things to happen. But just know that he has a reason, he has a purpose, and he hasn't stopped loving. And he certainly won't go anywhere, and he's not going to cry because you're mad at him. He is bigger than that. And so he will certainly continue to watch over you. And if he knows your heart is hurting and he knows that you're not going through things that are good, then you know what? That means he's watching over you even more. Amen? Amen. Praise God. All right. This is Reuben Stoddard. I Need an Angel. We'll be right back on the Pastor J. Rose Show here on Rose Ministries Broadcasting and Communication.
I've run out of answers, I've run out of time, and I'm so confused that I'm losing my mind. It's gonna take a miracle to help me this time. I'm traveling a road that has not one sign. Let the bell in my heart ring. Oh, this is my cry. Hey, this is my plea. You see, I need an angel. I'm calling an angel. Send me an angel down. Oh, see, I I'm carrying a load that's too heavy for me. Have nowhere to go, so I'm down on my knees. I'm trying to see the forest, but there's this one tree. Can't understand why I'm sinking so deep. Help me. Won't you have mercy? Set my soul free, please. And let the bell in my heart ring. Oh, this is my cry. This is my plea.
I need an angel.
I need an angel.
Calling an angel.
Oh,
send me an angel.
God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father. We thank you for the rising of the sun and the going down of the same. And Father, we thank you that you saw fit to allow us to rise up one more time, to allow us to get it right, Father God, to allow us to fix all the wrongs, for us to wake up and be able to smile and hug and embrace and encourage the loved ones in our lives, Father God, to be a blessing to those around us, near and far, Father God, to allow us to go out to jobs and work, and as much as we might complain about what we bring home in the way of funds, Father God, we know that you have a purpose and a mission to use these funds for the building and the kingdom. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that you allow us to be able to leave our places of abode to go someplace else. Because even if it's amidst the travel itself, that we will encounter others who need to see you and to feel you and even to hear you. Father God, we thank you for allowing us to choose this day whom we would serve. And we thank you, Father, for allowing us to be inspirational and encouragement into other people's lives. Father, continue to touch us and use us. Allow us to be a blessing and allow us to be blessed in the meantime. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we speak to those who are suffering, who are ailing in pain, Father God, who are fighting disease and illness. Father God, we rebuke it now in the name of Jesus and claim healing under the mighty name of Jesus just by his stripes. And Father God, we ask that you would continue to bless us with a comforter, Father, who would wrap his arms around us and lift us up and strengthen us. And when we're at our weakest point, that you would stand in the gap and allow us to be strong and be our strength. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for those who are mourning and grieving, we look to you now, knowing and trusting that all things are possible through Christ. But Father God, as we go forth now, we hand over this show and we ask you to take over. Let everything you hear out of my mouth and all those who have participated, that it be pleasing unto you. Father, we look to a blessing for the members of Laos Harmony. Father, I thank you. I thank you for allowing these young people to be able to bring joy, bring understanding, bring ministry, and touch lives. Father, we declare it now that they would continue to move mountains as you move them higher. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you would anoint every single song and word and all their thoughts and their deeds and everything about them, that everyone would see that collectively and individually that the Lord is with them. Father, we just ask you to continue to bless them. We put a hedge of protection around them now, each and every single one of them, around their friends, their family, and their neighbors, so that the enemy could not do harm, because we know that if you are for us, who could be against us? So, Father, we thank you that you would allow us to be able to just go forth and serve you in newness. Father, strengthen us and encourage us and continue to make a path and make it clear and allow us to go forth with strength, authority, and power given unto us in the wonderful name of who we ask these things and declare them done in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. All right, we've got to get things moving because we want to get to Laos in Harmony. Okay, well, maybe you're not in a hurry. I am, because I'm excited. I just love these guys. And so I can't wait to hear and talk to them and share them with you, these very wonderful people. But we have to acknowledge those who have had birthdays. Amen. And again, I think I mentioned last week that my cousin, she had a birthday, Pamela. I got to give her a shout out to Cousin Pam Pam, that she had her birthday on America's birthday, the 4th of July. And the 4th is gone, and we are past it. I can't believe the summer is just whizzing by. My, better get out there and make it worthwhile, amen. But for all those others celebrating wonderful birthdays, I even saw marriage today, yes. We want to say congratulations to our friend in Jamaica because she got married. One of our wonderful singers that we have here, I have to play her song for you guys later. Excuse me. But, yeah, we want to congratulate her. Looks like she got married, too, on the 4th of July. Praise God. But I'll tell you who in a little bit. But in the meantime, we also want to wish all those people celebrating an event, a special occasion, a birth, an anniversary, all those good things. God has allowed and provided for that time for you. Amen. And so you've got to bask in it. And if God has given you somebody special, you've got to treat them like gold. Amen. And gold doesn't lose its value. It increases in value, so you got to treat them like gold and like a diamond. Praise God. But for our birthday people, this is for you from Pastor J. Rose, because we're celebrating.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Let's go to the dance floor.
Everybody bump some more, bump some jumping, bump some hellas, bump some notes. Bump some more, bump some jumping, bump some hellas, bump some notes. Yeah, everybody there, yeah, who there, are there, who there. Happy, 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 that everybody must be the end. Come with your baby, come with your friend. This friend, but you don't need to pretend. See, are there, everybody go there. Do my mother go there. Bash your life up go there. See, pop some more. Then my brother chop some chicken. Talkie, say, who's that best soup? You go drink water, you go kaput. Everybody sing, say, you got them, they know it, away. When you see them, they throw it, away. You go sing, you go run, you go run. You go, they wonder where they come from. That's it, but happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday. It's a happy birthday, it's a money birthday. Everybody keep dancing and jumping, everybody there. Yeah. It's a happy birthday, everybody there. Down to the baby and no hot thing. Everybody make you jolly, they go. Jolly like say they go tomorrow. Every day is a holiday. Every day is a party day. Hip, 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 hip. Everybody make you hip hop pure. My mama day, my mama day. You make a tambo today. Every party, party day. It's a happy, happy, jolly, jolly ceremony. Happy just buckle up your shoes and come here. It's a happy birthday. Suddenly, all the ladies are calling me. See, it be like when you enter the place. Everybody down because it's the crest. See, because you hear bumper to bumper. Some people think that to fender to bumper. You can see them die, but this party no danger. Everybody, everybody, everybody jump because of the jolly jolly. Jump because they don't hear yoddy yoddy. Some money, some money. It be like say you want to go this thing.
Happy birthday to everybody, man. Happy celebration. Every day is a holiday, man. Happy birthday, my brother.
Amen. Happy birthday. Happy anniversary. Congratulations. And may the Lord continue to bless you in abundance, because that's how he blesses. That's why I love him so. He doesn't just give a little. When he does it big. Amen. Praise God. So we just want to say congratulations. And we're so excited. It's Carrie Ann Johnson in Jamaica. Praise God. Congratulations, my friend. Let's hear one of her songs, Amazing Love. And I'm praying that she has continued amazing love, not just with the Lord, but with the man. Amen. Praise God.
Mm-hmm. glorify you, God. I lift you up, for there is none like you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Who am I that I'm blessed and highly favored? Who am I that the wrath of God consume not? Who am I that the God of earth and glory waited patiently? Nothing good have I done, but because of His love, not because of my love, but because of His blood. God, Your love is so amazing. Jesus, Your
love is a party. God is love. Can you picture a love that never dies? It gets stronger, bringing tears of joy in your eyes. A love so strong, all you have to do is call his name. One touch from the hem of his garment and you'll never be the same. Oh no, love is patient, love is kind. Love is a part of life's time. Just look around and you'll find that God is love. A man with great love and stability, showing no signs of hate or insecurity. A man who won't get bored or tired of you, remind you that his love is true, by whispering sweet nothings in your ear like you can do it, boo. Love is patient, love is kind. Love is a part of a lifetime. Just look around and you'll find that God is love. Wouldn't it be nice if every man was this way? Even though you show signs of weakness, he lets you know that it's okay, it's okay. Wouldn't it be nice to put your trust in a man like this? When two are gathered together, there is in the midst. What kind of love is this? Love is patient, love is kind. Love is a part of a lifetime. Just look around and you'll find that God is love. God is love. When all hope is lost, he died for you and me. Yes, he paid the cost. God is love. When you're feeling down, God is love. When nobody's around, God is love. In sickness and in pain, God is love. Sunshine and rain, God is love. You feel like nobody understands you, God is love. And his love will take you to more love.
Love is patient,
more love. Oh, love.
Love is a part of a lifetime.
Yeah, my body's strength with me.
Love is patient, love is kind.
Everybody sang with me.
Love is a part of life.
Yes, God is love. Amen. Praise God. So, Sister Carrie Ann, congratulations again from Pastor Jay Rouse and Rouse Ministries and all our subsidiaries. We wish you all the very, very best of the Lord's love between the two of you and what God has put together. Let no man put asunder. Amen. Praise God. All right. FIFA World Cup. My. Yesterday I was very sad because I was cheering for Brazil. And, well, we already know what happened with Brazil. And I'm sure Brazil doesn't want to talk about it, and I don't blame them. They got beat very, very, very badly by Germany. And so that led to today's match. And today was between the Netherlands and Argentina. And I hate to say it, I was cheering for the Netherlands. So maybe if I want a team to win, I should cheer for the other team because I don't seem to be calling them very well. And so I was cheering for the Netherlands because there's a Canadian on the Netherlands team and Argentina is going fourth. And they will be dealing with the finals on Sunday. Now, if you're having a World Cup party, I want you to email me at PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com or connect with us on Twitter, Pastor Rouse Show, no J on Twitter. And you can also connect with us at broadcasting for Rouse Ministries Broadcasting at gmail.com because we want to hear if you're planning to have a FIFA World Cup party. I didn't get a chance to actually go to one. I was trying to find out. So we were trying to figure out if maybe we could go and crash a party. So it looks like Pastor Jay is having a FIFA World Cup party Sunday evening at my place in Toronto. Amen. Okay. I now have to host one because I couldn't find one to crash. Amen. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We are going to get ourselves together because we are going to be hearing from Laos in Harmony. And I'm looking forward to it. We've got a couple people from the group, and I'm so excited. And they know that it's going to be fun because they know Pastor Jay loves them very much. But in the meantime, as we connect with our guests live on air, why don't we just put this song on? And this is JB Sax. I haven't played this in a while. Stuck in Traffic. And we will be updating Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communications Facebook page in the next couple days before the weekend because there's a lot going on around the world, and we want you to know what's going on in your city, in your town, and in your local regions. And we've got lots of things taking place, lots of festivals, lots of launchings, lots of different things, especially for the children with the summer being here. I saw some vacation Bible schools. I saw some camps. I saw all kinds of wonderful things. So you can check on our page now. We do have some, but we have a lot more updating for the months of July, August, and even into September. So don't forget, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications on Facebook is where you get to see all the events that we post for everyone around the world, okay? We'll be right back. This is Sax, Stuck in Traffic.
Everybody's looking for that something. One thing that makes it all complete. You'll find it in the strangest places, places you never knew it could be. Some find it in the faces of their children. Some find it in the lovers. Find that special thing, you're flying without wings. Some find that sharing every morning, some in the solitary life. You find it in the works of others, a simple
today. How about you?
And that's all it takes, a little itty-bitty tiny mustard seed. I always give away mustard seeds so people can actually see what they look like. And the ones I give them, I always remind them, this is actually considered a big mustard seed because they're even smaller than that. Praise God. So God doesn't ask too much for us to just hold on, and we could be like Reuben Studdard and fly without wings. Now, he doesn't mean literally, so don't be saying Pastor Jay told me to go and fly today. Praise God. It just means that you can float on the trust of God. The other one that we posted was believe in God and discover how much he believes in you. And I said we continue with the segment of God's plans for our lives. He has more faith in us than we have in him. Isn't that something? I'm going to read that again. He has more faith in us than we have in him. My, my, my. Something seems so wrong about that. God made the plans, and he made you too, knowing everything you are capable of. Now, if you could only believe in what he already knows, I'm going to say that again, if you could only believe in what he already knows, amen, praise God. All right, we've got some wonderful people on air. I'm just going to turn on their mic. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so excited because you're going to get to hear the voices of some of the members. They're there. Let's give a round of applause.
Hello.
Hello.
Amen.
Hello.
I have Florence Allen or Aileen?
Aileen.
Aileen. Okay, you know why? In Barbados, your name would be Aileen.
Ah, well, go ahead and call me that for the night. That's no problem.
Okay, Aileen.
But it's Aileen. Oh, and who's this guy that's bothering us on the phone, Florence? Is this this Matthew Warner guy?
Yeah.
The one and only.
I thought we hung up on him. You know what? He dialed in. That's the problem. I got to get some phone
yeah.
fixed.
Can't get rid of me that easy.
Oh, praise God. Guys, I am so excited. And I know you think, oh, she's just saying that. No, I'm really, really excited. I love me some Laos in Harmony. I'm still waiting for the next song to come out. I'm like, okay, oh, okay, wait, I see a video. Well, okay, this is just a rehearsal. Well, when's the song coming out? And I'm sitting there waiting and waiting and waiting.
Oh,
so tell me a little bit about...
We are just as excited as you are.
Are you? Oh, I think you guys are wonderful. You have this sound that just blends so perfectly. I wish I could use you guys to show, and I'm hoping all the choirs out there are listening because, you know, people don't realize to be in a group, you have to blend, and there's no powerhouse in a group because if you stick out and I can hear you, that's not good. It's actually bad.
Oh, right. Man. That is so
absolutely
true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. And I had to tell a sister, she's got a wonderful group, and they wanted me to hear their music, and I said, well... You know, Pastor Jay had to pray up because you got to be nice to folks.
That's right.
I had to sit down and pray and think, how am I going to tell this girl that they sound wonderful, but why am I hearing one person and she's so loud? I shouldn't be hearing that, and she sticks out. And it doesn't sound good. So I told her, and she said, yeah, I know who you're talking about. I didn't even have to say who, so.
No, totally
understand. Tell me about Laos in Harmony, guys.
Matt, you want to
take
this one?
Well, I was going to actually take some other ones, but you can go ahead, Flo.
You see, he wants to pick and choose now, Florence. You know, we should have hung up.
Yeah, we sure could have. You know, well, you know, Laos in Harmony has been around for quite some time, since the spring of 2005. We've actually
okay,
been
wow.
together.
Really?
And we've been through many changes where we are about to put out our album.
very soon. It's actually completed, so we are super excited about that. We are excited about having God's hand in this endeavor.
Yes. Amen. Oh, wow. I'm excited. I guess you can't tell us when. You're not really sure yet, or that it's just being fine-tuned?
Yeah, it's still being fine-tuned. I mean, we do have dates that we're working with currently, but stay tuned.
Is this a Pastor J. Rowe exclusive?
I'm sorry?
Is this a Pastor J. Rowe exclusive?
Possibly.
It might be.
No,
I just know that
Florence, we're not friends anymore. Matthew, what you got for me?
Well, all I can really say is that the album is ready to be taken in by souls that are needed by God. And right now we're just really praying over it, and it's ready, and it's ready to come out. But, you know, we just need that final word from God, and trust me, you'll get it as soon as we get it.
Oh, okay. He's good. I'm going back to Florence. He did that so diplomatically. I'm thinking, no wonder they had him on the interview. There's got to be another member I can talk to.
Trust me, you'll be one of the first people to know, I promise.
My goodness. I love you guys. So I want to know what happens behind the scenes because, someone came up with an idea. First of all, do we have a definition of Laos in Harmony?
Right. Laos is actually Greek, and it means people.
Yeah.
So we were going through, years ago, we were going through a list of names, so to speak, for the group, and one of our names was actually called the Praise Movement at one point, and we were like, no, this doesn't actually fit the group. So the name is actually derived from a movement in Laos, which is in Asia, actually.
Right.
And they have a movement that reaches that is used to reach people, to minister to people. So we thought it would be a great combination to use that and combine that with in harmony. So you actually have people in harmony with God's word, with God's music, with God's people. We're all in harmony.
Right. So making it all become one, basically.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got that. You guys thought I was just a cute, pretty face.
Yes.
So basically, and how do I say, it's almost meditational.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
To bring it all together as one.
Absolutely.
I like that.
Absolutely.
I like that.
Absolutely. And God called us to be one people, you know. He called us to be one people. And sometimes it's disheartening because we have all these different types of segregation happening around the world. But I thank God that we serve a God who is one-minded. And he will bring us to one mind.
Well, whether we like it or not, I like the way you said that. He will.
Mm-hmm.
I guess
we
all seem to fail to realize that we're not in control of squat. So, I mean,
right.
He's going to do what he needs to do to get the job done, period. And that's
right.
The end all or be all, basically. And in the end, God has final say and final movement. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
Okay,
amen.
So the song, I don't know, I've got two songs, and, well, I can't even say I've got a favorite, because it's hard. But, I mean, the one song, and I even use it, I use it for my online sermons, and I don't, this is new, I don't preach online, I preach in big churches with tons of people, and so to bring my ministry online to be preaching online was unique. And I remember letting you guys know that I'm going to be using your song, The Introduction, and I've used it for everyone that I've done so far, every single one, because there's something that says, let me introduce you to a man, and it just sounds so the wording of it is so unique because it sounds so casual. It's like ladies and gentlemen. And then I think of, is it Steve Harvey when he does his comedy skit, and he says that the greatest thing that he could ever be asked to do, because he's hosts so many shows, is to introduce the coming of Jesus. Yes, and I'm telling you, I don't know if you've ever seen it. I think he says God ain't through with me, or he ain't through with me yet, or he's still working on me or something. I can't remember the name of it. But I'm telling you, at the end, I'm crying and standing and clapping and just going crazy because of the way he worded it. And your song sort of says, hey, by the way, guess what? Guess what? We want to introduce you to a man. And then you start to talk about him. And I think they make it sound so lovely and so casual that it's like, well, pleased to meet your acquaintance, Jesus. I love it. I do. I love it because the word, the sound, casual, it's relaxed. You know what I mean? And it still has a bit of a groove in it. So who came up with that song?
Well, I can take this one as well.
Okay, thanks.
Well, Shelton, which is our director, actually came up with the concept along with a couple of musicians. We, at first, I can tell we weren't used to a song. Wasn't used to a song like this because of the kind of off beat and the off tempo, but it was actually something new that he was actually bringing to us. And once we were introduced to the words, let me introduce you to a man, it kind of got the group thinking, and it brought us back to the purpose why we were in this ministry, and that was to introduce people to our Savior, which is Jesus Christ. So Shelton was actually the brains behind the writing, and he's an excellent writer, and we have other songs that will just influence you and just bring you even closer to Christ, and I can't wait for everyone to hear it. I can't wait for you to hear it.
You had to do that, didn't you? Where's Florence? Why does he tease me like this? I've never done anything to him.
That's about you. I'm sorry.
We love you. That's why.
Well, and you know, and it's funny because I'm thinking, like, this is these are the two songs that they just kind of dropped out there. Can it get better than this? Oh, my goodness. I don't think I can contain myself. So, yeah, this is exciting. And I love it. I posted something on Facebook on the weekend. I was coming, well, in between church events. And I was at an intersection in Toronto, Ontario. And there was this crowd at one entire corner intersection. I thought, well, all these people cannot be waiting for the bus. And they would need a lot of buses to pick up all of these people because it wrapped around the block, like twice around almost. I was like, what in the world? And then they were all dressed, and they were all East Asian people, and they were dressed in their turbans and everything else. And I thought, oh, and then I saw placards at the very front, but it was in the distance because I hadn't got to the stoplight yet. And I took a picture of this thing after because I thought, oh, no, they're picketing something. And I said, oh, no, now what's happening? This is not good. And, you know, and I thought, well, you know, Christianity and Muslims, we're just clashing and clashing. And, oh, boy, here we go. You know, right here on the street corner, we're going to have a problem. And I got to the lights, and I stopped, and I saw the sign, and they were waving at people and handing out pamphlets. And I'm like, what in the world? And then it said there was a sign. And it says, Jesus loves you. And the other sign said, we're standing up for Jesus. Oh, I just got goosebumps. And I tell you, I saw this, and I wanted to cry. I was so proud. And I, yes, Pastor Jay's a little wild, and I started honking and honking, and they were looking, and they thought maybe I was a mad person, that angry with them. And I was giving them a thumbs up, and they all started cheering.
Yes.
And I stopped and I took a picture, and I had to put the phone away because I'm not supposed to be using my phone while I'm driving, but I had to take a picture. And I thought, this is amazing. And what was more powerful wasn't so much that they were standing up for Jesus, but it was the image of what you saw and what you assumed at first. And then for them to be more obviously grouped in a culture where people would assume they were against Jesus, so proudly and boldly saying, we're standing up for Jesus. And it just, oh, I wanted to get out and hug every single one of them, but I couldn't. But, oh, my word. And your song says, stand up for Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
That is a very, very positive image. And I think that we would all feel and be a little bit more blessed if we were to portray these positive images more often. And it's okay to stand up for Jesus. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's okay. You don't have to be ashamed, especially because we know the depth that Jesus went for us. Yeah, I'm going to stand up for you. Yeah, you died for me, so sure. I mean, that's the least I can do.
My word, that's scripture right there. That is scripture. That is your reasonable service. Amen. And I think it is. I think there used to be a time that I would take communion and I would cry.
Yeah.
And people would look at me, and I'm thinking, I could have a hard week, and I'd go and I'd be taking communion, and then they would remind me, and when you just pause and really stop paying attention to everybody else around you and just think. And this is a man who taught this lesson moments before he knew he was going to be captured and killed, and in the most horrific way. And he said, just do this as often as you can in remembrance of me.
Mm-hmm.
And then just casually teach people this. It's like, I can't compare Maya Angelou to Jesus Christ, but I love Maya Angelou. And the funny thing is, as ill as she was even canceling things and didn't like canceling things because she wasn't feeling well, and was posting on Facebook and encouraging people with words literally, I think, like the day before or 2 days before she passed away.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And, you know, whether she knew she was going or didn't know, it just shows you. And I think this is what God has asked us to do, that we're supposed to serve him until the day we die.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Most definitely.
And a lot of us, we don't want to push it that far. We're kind of like, okay, I've done what you want now. Can I go now? You know? It's like I did what you asked. Really, it was a lot of work, but I did it, okay? Can I get on with my own life now? And I think, how many people would even offer to die for you, let alone sacrificially, in such a brutal way? And I always, they say don't let his dying be in vain. And I feel bad because I think, my word, like he suffered. We go through silly things right now. We think we're in anguish. And I'm thinking, you know what? What we go through is nothing compared to what he goes through and what he went through. And he did it for people he didn't even know because his mom was still alive.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's not like, okay, I'm doing this for my child or for my parents or, you know, we all say, oh, there's nothing I wouldn't do for my parents. And we probably all give our lives for our kids. But at the same point, you kind of go, okay, but, like, go down the street who keeps sinning and stealing and robbing and raping? Hello? I'd have to think twice about that one.
And he
didn't care. He didn't care.
He still laid his life down for us. Thank God for that.
Yeah, he stood up for us. So in return to that, we have to stand up for him. The song says, sitting down so long. Thought of standing up long gone. But even our fears, he never gave more than I can bear.
I can hear the song now.
Yes,
hold on.
I stand for him. Just hold on. We have to hold on in spite of every single trial and tribulation that we go through, in spite of everything that we've been through. He's been through the beatings, the lashing, the spitting on, and he still took the cross for us. So in respect to that, we have to stand for him and tell people about him. That's what we have to do in our lives.
It is our reasonable service. Amen. Praise God. And on that note, you know, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to listen to Stand Up for Jesus by Leelson Harmy here on the Pastor J. Rouse Show. We'll be right back with our two guests. I'm so excited.
The pastor has just made his altar call, but you're sitting down because you're too afraid to get up. God says it's time to make a stand, so stand up for Jesus. So long. And the thought of standing up, long gone. He never. Of the essence, you need to make a decision. Stand up for Jesus. Some nights, and then there was some nights I had to fight. All you gotta do.
And we're back live on the Pastor J. Rowe Show here on Rowe Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. And our conversation continues with Sister Florence and Brother Matthew of Laos in Harmony. They stood up for Jesus. Amen. Praise God. They stood up so much for Jesus they couldn't sit down. Amen.
That's right.
I like that. And that's the funny thing. That's how it is in church. When you're just enjoying it and you're having a good time in the Lord, you can't sit down.
Yeah.
I think we need to be more like that, because tonight in Toronto they're having the Lady Gaga concert. And I saw some folk. We saw some folk, and I tell you, I'm just glad that the Lord just said to come as you are when we come to church, because I saw some outfits while I was waiting for the suburban train, and I tell you, it took us a while to figure out what was going on, because we're used to this in Toronto, but not during rush hour on 5 o'clock in the evening. And you should have seen all the business people. We were all looking, and we were just kind of looking. And someone said, "What's going on?" And they said, "Oh, Lady Gaga is down." And I thought, these people are so dedicated that they'll dress anyway just to go and see this woman perform.
They are.
You know what? We will drag ourselves in the most miserable, disdained manner to church, like, "Oh, let's just get this over with."
Yeah.
And, you know, I went to visit a different church. I love to do this every now and then. Sometimes I don't always tell people that I'm coming, or sometimes I just go to a different church. And, God has a way of making me stand out eventually, and they figure out who I am somehow. But when I sneak in and sit at the back and I sit beside somebody and they don't know I'm a minister, and I just sit there, and it's funny because I always remember the story about people saying, you know, how you behave. Well, you know, if Jesus walked in the door, he could be a visitor in your church. Would he be welcome? And I thought, I love doing that, because that's how I get to feel. My theory is, if I go in and I sneak in and nobody knows who I am or nobody knows anything about me, how are they going to treat me? Because technically, I'm that visitor in the church.
Yeah.
That's right.
And I will let them know. I will let them know. I'll say, you know what, order service was scary. I couldn't follow along. I had no idea what was going on. Nobody helped me. You guys were using these different books. I couldn't find one. No one gave me one. No one shared. And it was funny because on Sunday I went to a church where I preached, but for programs. And so I went in, and, of course, a bunch of people saw me and were waving and hugging at me in the hallway. And before we went to service, I see people were looking at me during service, and the choir was looking over at me, and they recognized me. And I was sitting down, and this man came and sat beside me. And it was too funny because he said, oh, he had a cane, and I have a cane. And I put my – and he thought – well, he looked at me, and I thought, I know that look. It's like you're sitting in my seat look.
Oh, boy.
I always laugh at that. I always say, man, churches need to start charging extra fees for that, because if you think you own the pew, then you need to pay for it, and it could go to the building of the kingdom. So I sat there, and he kind of walked, and I guess he thought I was going to get up and move. So I slid over a little more, but I guess I slid in the wrong direction, and he still didn't look too happy. And then he finally, he had his cane, and I guess he figured, well, he was allowed to sit at the end because he had a cane. Well, that's why I sit at the end. And so he shows me his cane, and I said, oh, I'm sorry. So I get up, and I move out of the seat so he could slide in. He still looked mad. And he sat down, and then he went to put his cane down, and then he saw mine, and he said, oh, you have a cane too. And then he kind of felt uncomfortable because he realized he thought he had an entitlement.
Yeah.
And I didn't say anything. And he said, well, look at that. Then we'll just put them there together. And I said, yes, I hope they get along. He had no idea what I meant. And then they went through these different hymnals, And he was just pulling stuff, and he was just singing and stuff, and he was totally ignoring me, having no clue that I didn't know what was going on. And I was like, this is, and the thing is, when you think about it, the people who are normally into the church service sit in the front. Others sit in the back. Now think about it. When you go to visit a church and you don't know anybody and you don't know the church, where would you sit?
Sit in the back.
Yes, but who's at the back? Yes! So that's what's so scary about it. So, you know, that's why you really need your ushers. I'm just speaking to the churches right now because if you got people at the back who aren't really paying attention or who could care less and just kind of can't wait till service is done and run out the door, those are the people who are going to be greeting your visitors. I'm just saying.
That's very true.
And so he sat there.
He sat there.
Another lady came in, and you could tell she was a regular member, and I moved, and he moved so she could slide in, and she slid in. And I had put this little hymnal, and I put it where I took it from inside the back of the other pew. And then I guess it was time for her to sing, and we were all singing, and she was looking for one. And he took mine, and he moved it, and he put it over there for her.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, well, these two are members of the church, and they know the church. They know the protocol. They know everything. And he's not offering to share her. I was using it, and so it was time to sing, and I kept looking, and I think she saw that I was looking for the book because he took it and moved it. Oh, yeah. And so I was kind of reaching, and I was looking, and I thought, okay, well, I'll just stand there. And then I wasn't singing one song, and then they sang another song, and I just sort of sat there. I didn't know that one, and just kept smiling, you know. And then the lady asked for one from the people in front, and then she handed me the one that I was using. Aww. He didn't even seem to care.
Wow.
And then it got to, I think, was it the break? It wasn't even the break, because at the break, that's when I got to meet the pastor, and the pastor kept looking at me through service. And then I told her who I was, and she said, I knew there was something about you. I said, yeah, I'm used to that. I said, but that's okay. We'll deal with that later. So she went back up after they did the greetings for everybody. And then here's the funny part, because then they got to different parts where they were using the overhead. And, of course, these were the gospel songs I knew. I'm Methodist, right? So I was like, yes, okay. So I was getting in my groove now. And this one lady in front, She, you could tell she was getting happy because I was singing so lively. She got louder and she was harmonizing with me. And you could tell she was enjoying it. So here's the funny thing.
Yeah.
So after the song was done, the first one, I did the, oh, thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, thank you, Lord. And I kept trying to calm down. And the lady looked at me and I go, I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry. I said, I'm not Anglican, I'm Methodist. I'm trying real hard, I really am. And she started to laugh. She said, no, go ahead, sister, go ahead.
So then,
as the song kept going, you could tell she was swaying and a bopping. She was getting into it. And then I think when she went to sit down, my hand must have hit her back of her neck or something while I was holding on to the pew to sit down. And I said, I'm so sorry I keep hitting you. She said, it's okay. I said, I'm a minister. I said, I'll heal it after service, okay? She laughed. Before service is finished, they ask if there's any visitors. Well, of course, this is my first time visiting their service. So I stand up, and the people who know me are all waving and smiling, all proud, and, you know. And then when I said who I was, you should have seen the man's face.
Wow.
And the lady in front, she said, oh, Pastor, you need to come and visit us more often. Go on now, please. You need to come visit more often. She said, I hope to see you soon. She was all happy because she was blessing me. You should have seen how much he tried to talk to me after that.
Oh.
Wow.
When you stand up for Jesus, you got to make sure that you don't step on nobody's toes. Amen.
That is so interesting, actually, because you will meet every personality type out in the world, and you will meet the same personality type in the church.
Yes.
And no matter where you go, it's like you have to make sure and broadcast that you are for Jesus. Nobody's going to hold on my praise, number one, because you don't know what God has done for me. So if I start to shake a little bit, if I start to shake a little bit or move from side to side in my pew, it is a testament of what God has done for me. So I will stand up for Jesus. I thank God for Minister Shelton Thorpe, who came up with that song, who composed that, composed the music, composed the words, because it speaks to what we need to do as a people.
That's right.
I'm going to stand up. I hope you stand up with me.
Oh, girl, please. I done jumped up and ran up front already. So, there, you need to catch up.
All right?
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Matthew, why is she still back there standing?
Listen, Matthew's trying to keep up with me. Come on now.
Uh-oh. Hey,
I always tell people, if you invite me to church, I don't behave. That's what I refuse to behave.
That's right.
Well, that's true, because if I go to a baseball game or a football game or something, I'm going to cheer my team on. You should see me for FIFA World Cup. I just go crazy, yelling at the poor TV. I had to apologize to it last week. Okay.
Oh, boy.
Hey, that's what
it's
about. That's what it's about.
Yeah,
you,
you get excited for your team.
You know, we get excited for all these other things, but we forget to realize the person that woke us up every morning. We don't even acknowledge that. Without him, we're nothing. So we need to give him some type of praise, same type of praise, even more praise than we give to our favorite teams, our favorite soloists, our favorite singers.
Exactly. Because what if they don't? They actually made money off of us, and we came in there and spent all that money, and they didn't give nothing back, and half the time they don't win.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
That is hilarious. And my praise is loud. I'm just like, thank you,
Jesus. And that's the other thing, because nobody wants to talk about his name. They be in church and be quiet about him. Like, how can you be quiet? You're in the church. It's his service.
Yeah.
It's not even yours.
You're right. Can't stay silent. God is good.
All the time.
Amen.
So this is why I love you guys, because I've talked about groups and singers, and you can tell who sings with the spirit of liberty. And then you can tell those who are singing who are still bound, and then you can still see those singing who aren't found. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I put it out there. I did. Yes, I did.
Yeah. You can.
I like that.
And you can tell. You can feel it.
Yeah.
You can feel it. I mean, I try to tell people, I've preached songs, and I've done altar calls, and I can tell you, I'll sing a song after, and that's what brings people to the altar.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in churches, and the sermon was drier than the Sahara Desert. And the service was not the best.
Right.
And I tell you, I can tell you, there's one church I know in a little town, small town, and the very first time I went to this church service, there was this elderly man, bless his heart, I just love him, Brother Kenneth Gray. I have to put his name out there. May he rest in peace. And this little old man, he got up there, and in his very old style of singing, and his daughter Yolanda playing on the piano and nothing else, saying, "Yes, my God is real. Deep in my soul." And I just, he sang, and I wept like a little baby. I could not stop because I was going through something. And, you know, I'm in the back, and I'm just weeping and weeping and weeping. And I just, you know, it released me. And I thought, you know what, I don't remember anything else about that service but that man singing that song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
And I think that that is when you make the decision to sing for Christ, I think God turns around and makes you transparent. And
yes.
He's done that to me several times. And, you know, it almost seems as that transparency connects you to who you're ministering to. And that's what people relate to. They
yes.
relate to the connection and your transparency.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Yes.
God is, oh, God does
yeah,
it. You
can,
know
I
what?
Can.
I can't.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with that. I know when Lael's ministers, the transparency that we have, the type of unity and the type of openness that we have on stage, and, you know, sometimes
yeah.
in certain circumstances, you know, we may not feel like we want to be there, but sometimes, you know, I can look at them and say, yo, guys, or Shelton will look at us and say, hey, guys, it's not about them. It's not about the audience. It's about your relationship with Christ, and let's just have fun while we minister. And just
yeah.
having that group connection on stage, and people feed off of that, and they say, wow, they're having fun praising God. Why can't I join them and have fun praising God too? So they join with us, and it's a joyful noise, and that's really what it's about, just that
mm-hmm.
having fun with God's people praising Him, because that's what
mm-hmm.
we're made for. We're made to praise God, and it's not we're not forced. We're all given a choice to do it. So, you know, Lael's just giving everyone the opportunity just to have fun with us, and praise God is just a great moment on stage. It's a great moment in heaven. I know that for a fact.
All right, preacher.
Well, you know,
please, can I get an amen? Okay. What time is service next week, Brother Matthew?
Well, you know,
right.
I'll let you guys know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, should we study something from the Word first, or or just pray up?
Thank
just pray
God.
Up. Amen. But it's true, because I try to explain, and I deal with a lot of independent musicians, because I think it's important that you guys be heard, because you know what, I realize in the music industry, and even in the big gospel music industry, it's a lot about who you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get myself in trouble, but you put it out there, a lot of them end up losing their way, because they start to get to where they need to be, or where God wants
mm-hmm.
them to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I said this once before, God is who they sang for,
mm-hmm.
and once they get there, God is who they sing about. Did you get
mm-hmm.
the difference?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you get the difference?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whoa.
Wow.
And
yeah.
you
Whoa.
Can never make God be the reason of why you do what you do when God
mm-hmm.
is. What
the reason,
do,
yeah.
Amen.
Yeah, yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Oh, man.
And so to me, when I see people out there who are really worshiping the Lord, and that's really what their music ministry is. It's all about their own worship, and they're just sharing it. They're actually
mm-hmm.
not
yeah.
putting it out. They're sharing it, and there's a difference.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because
there's
then you feel like I have now been brought into their personal space with Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Oof.
Yeah.
And when you think of it that way, it's sort of, there's that oneness, because it's no longer you guys singing and worshiping God, but I got to be a part of it now. So I'm a part of you guys in oneness
mm-hmm.
with God in this worship.
That's right.
Yeah.
We're all Lael's in harmony. That's what we are.
Yes. And
we're
that's exactly, because when you think about it, I've got a friend, he tells me, oh, yeah, Hezekiah Walker, and he's into John B. Key, and he'll name the songs, and this is his everyday ride to work.
Mm-hmm.
We all have certain songs that just move us in certain ways. There are songs that will lift our spirit. There are songs that we just break down and cry like babies. There are breakthrough
mm-hmm.
songs. There are powerhouse songs. But when I'm telling you, the worst singers in the world sound great when they're singing their favorite
mm-hmm.
song, because they are so into God and not the song.
Yeah.
Mm.
And it's true, because I think about it. And that's why I try to tell people, if you're going to sing for the Lord, not everybody can sing. If that's not your thing, God has a work for you to do. God has work for every single one of us, and there's no job shortage. There's something for all of us to do. And the problem is, we start picking out, you know, this ain't no job application. He assigns it like volunteer work. You don't fill out an application and go, you know, I got skills in this and this and this. I've always wanted to try this. No.
Right. Right.
God has created you in a perfective mode to do the things he needed you to do. And that's why you came into this world.
That's right.
Yeah.
You came in job ready. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. We each
and he just he had the job waiting, and he just needs you to hurry up and get here to do the job. And now
that's
you
right.
want to try and do someone else's job, and it's going to get all messed up. You're going to get messed up. And heaven knows how many other people you messed up because of it. And, you know, everybody is not called to sing. I sing, but I don't want an album. I will go to church and I will sing up a storm, but I do not want an album.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry. If God wants me to sing, he'll let me know when the time is right. But other than that, I'm not going to be forced to nothing. And that's the problem, because folks be like, you know, I've always wanted to sing. And I told someone, I've heard gospel singers make an album and the sound is frightening, and that we get back to those who are lost and those who are found and those who aren't around. You know, you can tell. You can tell by the sound, just even hearing it, like they're just trying to get the song out and get it over and record it. Like, no. It's supposed to be a personal experience. And if I can't feel it, then I'm not going to be listening to it, because I need to be a part of that worship experience. It's got to do something to me, for me.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
that's the problem, and you can tell. And that's why I said, even the worst singers in the church, when they get taken over by the Spirit and they're so loving the Lord, they can't carry a tune. But you notice the church be clapping and going crazy because they feel the Spirit of that person,
yeah.
not necessarily the sound of that person. That person could be singing so bad. And you can feel the hands up in the air, and they're just having their moment with God, and they're in the heavens. They ain't even in church no more. They're just standing there, and you think they're there, but they're not there. And they're singing so badly off key, but they're singing, Jesus loves me, this I know, you know. And they're like worshiping him. And you get excited because it's just Spirit that she is bringing or he is bringing, because they've already been to glory. And you can feel it, as bad as it sounds.
Yeah.
And that is the difference. Yeah.
Yeah. It's all about sincere worship. Once your worship is sincere and honest to God, then that's all that really matters. A lot of us, we go on stage and we go for the showboating and we sing about God and not for him. That's all we go for the who can do the best riff, or who can hold the notes the longest or anything like that. But somebody could come with no type of talent and just sing to God be the glory for the things he has done, and have that closeness, that testimony that they want to talk about. Because that's what we're here for. We're here to share each other's testimonies. And we actually have a song about that, you know, what God brought you through.
Yeah.
Kill somebody else.
So,
why are you doing me like this? We were getting along real well for a minute there, brother. I'm not coming to your church service next week. I'm sorry. I'm not coming.
Your worship. All about our sincerity.
Well, it's... that lives in harmony chooses the words. What's really important to us is not necessarily the music that accompanies, but the words. And which is every time we go and we go out to minister, we make sure to do a sound check. And not just because everybody is doing a sound check, but because we want you to hear the words. That is what we need you to contemplate on. Stand up for Jesus. Listen what God brought you through. Am I giving them too much, Matthew?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. You know.
He's not on the phone, Sister Florence. Keep going.
You know, it's about the words. It's about the message. We need to connect
yes.
people to the message.
Amen.
We need to,
amen.
Yeah.
And that's what it is. And that is a ministry in itself, because your ministry is probably more powerful than mine.
Hmm. God has given
and
us both equal
problem.
Ministries yet. Yeah.
But do you understand what I'm saying? And we don't understand that.
Yes.
And that's why I keep trying to tell everybody who does something, anything in this world for the Lord God Almighty, it's
mm-hmm.
their ministry. If it moves
mm-hmm.
one or a million in one, it doesn't matter. You did what
that's
God
right.
told you to do, and it accomplished what he needed you to accomplish. Because at
yeah.
the end of the day, when with the, on that great getting up morning,
mm-hmm.
when he sits
mm-hmm.
before you, and he'll say, I ask you to minister the one person you saw. Did you do it?
Mm-hmm. yeah.
And how are you going to explain that you did so much else, but the one person that God asked you to minister to, you were just too busy?
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. And
you
don't have to minister through song. You don't have to minister through song. It could be anything. Like we have a train ministry where we just go out on the trains. We will see a homeless person. We will give them one of our shirts to wear so that they can be warm. It's, you know, it doesn't have to be.
Buy them a two-piece dinner at KFC and feed them for a moment. Anything.
Yeah.
If God wants you to do it and you feel the urge to do it, it's nothing but the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you
exactly.
just don't know. And, you know, there's those stories. It could be the last thing that anyone's doing. You don't know what someone's going through that could change
mm-hmm.
their lives, what they're going
mm-hmm.
through that moment. Maybe thinking of committing suicide that night, and you smiled at him and said, hey, you know, your hair looks really nice. You should wear it like
mm-hmm.
that more often. And the next
mm-hmm.
thing
yeah.
you know, they're like, really? Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
I do look nice. You know,
yeah.
you just don't know what somebody's going through.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. you don't know. We've had multiple experiences where God has just led us to do something just as minor as like what you said, giving someone something to eat for the next day. I remember myself and Shelton, we were in Popeyes, and right before Laos was going to North Carolina, he was actually
mm-hmm.
just sitting there. And they say that he's always there every day, but we decided to give him something to eat, and
yeah.
he just broke down and cried and just started to talk.
Yeah, oh, sweetie,
and he just that's just something that carried him on because he hasn't eaten for the day. So
yeah.
you know, just something as minor
as
you
don't even know when he last ate.
You don't, yeah, exactly. You don't know what his situation is, and just the fact that you're there and you have that caring thought to just give him something to eat, just because
yeah.
you're there and you care, is a
yeah.
testimony in itself. He can go on to see another day.
I was talking to a lady that I was ministering and counseling the other day, and she was saying something about sometimes it breaks your heart when you see these people on the street. And I said, well, you can give, but you just got to know the difference between those in need and those who are panhandling. And
mm-hmm.
she said, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And I said, if they ask for food, then feed them. Don't
yeah.
give them money
mm-hmm.
because they might go and use it for drugs or alcohol, and it's not helping them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, but we have to be mindful of still thinking about people, because I said, we are all just one step away by grace from being them.
Yeah.
And I said, really? I
yeah.
said,
yeah.
People get stressed out and people snap. And you could be in your
mm-hmm.
right mind right now, and the devil work on you tomorrow, and you so stressed out, and then you just not thinking straight. Next thing you know, you're wandering the street. That could be you.
Yeah.
Mm.
How are people going to treat you? And they might say, oh, that girl is crazy. Why is she doing this? You don't know. That person might be so normal and had a great life and doesn't even remember who they are because they snap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very
true.
You always tell people, if that was me, how would I want someone to treat me?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
These are God's
That's
children.
Was,
What is the song? Kirk Franklin has a song, If They Don't See Jesus in Me.
Yeah.
And we may be the only Jesus they see. Amen?
They see. That's right. Amen. We are living testimonies. We're walking. We're living. We're breathing testimonies. So we, you know, as people who are called by God, we have to be mindful of that fact. We have to be mindful of that. And that's why Laos and Harmony, we are always mindful of what we post on Facebook, of our public images, because we are living and breathing testimonies.
Oh,
so we don't just let anything go out there.
Can you say that one more time? Can you say that one more time? I'm praying. There's a wonderful, wonderful musician I know, and he and I ministered to him a few weeks ago about the same thing.
Mm-hmm,
say it again, Sister Florence.
If you claim to be called by God, if you know that God has called you, you must be mindful of your public image, because we are living and walking and breathing representatives of Christianity, of who God is. So we can't just let anything be on our Facebook pages or our LinkedIn or our Twitter. We can't live double lives. We can't sing about God and then go on Facebook and then post something totally contrary to that. We have to live a life that is acceptable and pleasing unto God.
Yeah.
And it's not our Christian life, it's our life all around.
Amen. I couldn't have said it better. Oh, gosh, guys. Well, I don't want this to end. So you guys were telling Pastor Dayrell that the album was ready to drop when?
Soon.
Soon.
I thought you didn't catch that. You know what? This discernment thing that you all keep praying for is not good when it comes to me. I don't need you to have that good of a discernment on me.
Well, you taught us, you know.
Yeah, so you taught us everything we know, Pastor Jay. Oh, no. Well, guys, it's been a joy. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
I hope you guys enjoyed yourself. Did you have fun?
We did. You know, we always have fun with you.
A lot of fun.
Well, you know, we got to have you back on when the new stuff comes out. Woohoo! We're going to have you guys back on. Yeah. You got to come back on. You're going to have to keep. We usually stalk everybody, but we've been stalking you guys for a long time now. So.
Praise God. That's good.
So if you were going to call the police, it's a little too late because now it's considered squatter rights. So we've been around for too long.
Right. No, they're totally okay to stalk in the name of Jesus. That's right.
Yeah, I'm family now, so you can't even get rid of me.
Nope.
Thank you so much. Amen.
You guys want to do a shout out to anybody, to family, friends, a church, maybe a minister?
Okay. First and foremost,
thank you. I just want to say a short prayer request. I will be attending two funerals on Sunday, and death is just something that is inevitable, but very, very hard to deal with. So I'm just asking for prayer, and it's becoming rampant. I must say, let me not preach. Let me just ask for the prayer request.
At the beginning of the show, I changed what I normally do because that is what I was talking about. I'm not joking. When the show uploads, we'll have to get you copies, and you will hear the beginning of the show, and you will hear what I said. And I actually dedicated a special song to some people who are grieving that I know right now, and that's what I was saying. And how God is, and how we have to deal with things like that, and understanding God, and not really understanding why, and even being angry with Him and being allowed to be mad, but He's not going to stop loving us.
That's right.
So,
that's right.
Yeah. So yeah, we'll lift up a prayer.
for the Volpe family and for the Wallace family.
What was the first family's name?
Volpe, B-O-L-C-Y, Volpe.
B-O-L-C-Y, okay.
Volpe.
All right.
Thank
and the
you
Wallace
so much.
Family?
And the Wallace family, yes.
Okay. Consider it done, my love.
Praise
Any
the Lord.
Any other shout
Thank
out?
Matt? Okay. I guess, I can shout out the rest of the Laos and Harmony family. You know,
yeah.
we got Adia, we got Dana, Shelton,
yes.
David,
Mercedes, Mercedes, Erica, David Adams,
Karim,
David Harper, Paul, Stephon.
We got
everybody.
We got all our Leo supporters, and we just want to shout, you know, moms and dads and all that type of stuff, you know.
Amen.
Yeah, you know.
Okay.
Amen.
We're just grateful
Amen.
To be on this show.
Praise
Amen.
God. Yes, and I want to give a shout out to Dana. Dana is my buddy.
That's right.
My buddy for life. My buddy for life. So this is
Amen.
A shout out for Dana.
Amen. She sends her well wishes,
together.
By the way.
Oh yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm gonna. One day I'm gonna catch up with you guys live. I'm gonna come and see you guys for sure. So
I like
I'll keep following
That's
where you're at, and I'm gonna surprise you and show up and scare the dickens out of you. Say she said she was stalking us. She wasn't playing.
That is so funny. I can't wait for the day.
I
look forward
wait.
To it. And you know what, before we go, I'm going to say a prayer with you now. Father God, in the glorious name of Jesus, we just praise you and we worship and adore you, Father. We exalt you to the highest heavens, Father God, and know that you are Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And Father, we look to you for all things. But Father, we just thank you and want to bless Laos and Harmony, especially our guests this evening, Father God, Sister Florence and Brother Matthew, and we do a shout out for Brother Shelton and to Dana, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for the entire crew. Father, just bless them, Lord. We ask for a continued hedge of protection around them. And Father God, allow them to continue to minister in song, in word, in thought, in deed, and in act. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just exalt you as you continue to lift them up and they continue to follow you. And you be their leader. You be their example. And you be their guide, Father God. And we ask, Father God, that anything that comes against them, that no weapon formed shall prosper in the mighty name. Name of Jesus. Father, we just glorify the fact that you would even allow, despite who we are, to allow us to minister and to represent you. Father, we ask that we can do it in grace and we can make it right, Father God, and we can be you to the people who see us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you, if nothing else, just at least to praise and thank the fact that you give us life each day, that you feed us, that you shelter us, and that you clothe us. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, that you love us more than anything else. First and foremost, Father, give us that abundance of love that we can continue to overflow and share it to the world and to the masses, Father God, as you continue. And Father God, I speak it into their lives, that you write the vision and make it plain in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, enlarge their territory in the glorious name of Jesus. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we speak buying and traveling and building the kingdom without money for the need to go forth, that you would give them all they need before they shall have to ask. In the glorious name of Jesus, we say provide and supply in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we speak to all their needs and their wants, including their heart's desires, as long as they continue to glorify you in the glorious name of Jesus. We claim it, we name it, and it shall be done with power and authority now. And all those in agreement shall say, Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank
God bless you. I love you guys.
We love you.
Yeah.
Love you too.
Yeah, Pastor Jay loves you guys. I think you guys are wonderful. I can't wait for the new stuff, and I'm going to continue to push the old stuff. And you know what? I just think what you're doing is wonderful. Keep it up. And I can't wait to see where it goes from here, because I tell you, it's long overdue. But if nothing else, I know you've touched my heart, and I know you've touched a lot of my listeners' hearts, because they love the songs too, and they know it. I hum it, I sing it, I do it all the time, and that's what ministering is for. And think about it. We started a prayer ministry for just ministers and churches, so think about it. Your song ministers to the minister. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, amen. Amen. And may God bless your ministry as well, Pastor Jay. May God have his hand in your ministry every step of the way. In Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen.
And one more thing. One more thing before we go, because I know Dana will kill me. Follow me on
Twitter,
Instagram, Facebook, at Laos and Harmony, and visit us on our website, www.laosandharmony.com.
I've already posted all your stuff. I've got that 2014 Woo. Happy New Year poster with all your stuff on it. Just posted it.
Nice.
You had me already.
Come on, guys. I'm not asleep here, you know.
We got you. All right.
Well, as we wish you a good night, we're going to play you out with the introduction, my other song. I can't even call it my favorite because I don't have a favorite. I like them both.
Good.
but I know more is coming, so maybe I have to pick from one of those.
You will.
I don't think you can pick from.
Matt, is Matthew still on the phone, Florence?
No, it's time for him to go.
I thought he hung up. Look at he's just
fine, Matthew.
God don't like ugly. You better be nice. Look at
that's right. That's right.
All right. On behalf of our listeners, thank you so much for being a part of the Pastor Jay Rouse Show here on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communication. Let's give them another round of applause for Matthew and Florence.
Hi.
Laos and Harmony. Praise God. We'll be right back on the show, but this is the introduction by Laos. Well, my favorite group. You heard it here first. Laos and Harmony.
Yeah.
Have you been searching for someone to fill the void in your heart? Have you been searching for someone to take all your pain away? Come see a man who died so you can have eternal life. Come meet a man that loves you more than you'll ever know. Let me introduce you to a man, a king, a savior, a provider. My friend, I introduce to you.
I feel the struggle. I feel your pain. Oh. I see a burden driving you insane. I see the scars and I see the tears. I'm on my knees every night and trust me, you are in my prayer.
I feel your struggle.
I feel your struggle. I feel your pain.
Somebody praise the Lord with me right now. For those of you who knew him once and let go of his hand, let me reintroduce you to this man. It's never too late to tell somebody about the love of Jesus. Somebody say hello to the Prince of Peace. Hello.
Wonderful evening tonight. I hope you enjoyed our guest and continue to follow Laos and Harmony. And if you need to contact them, well, you've got all their information. You can always look them up, www.laosinharmony.com. They're on Twitter at Laos in Harmony, and they're on Facebook. They've even got YouTube, and I put the videos, too, that they've got for two of their songs, and just we're anticipating their next move because God is gracious and God is kind, and God has blessed us with Laos in Harmony. Amen. Praise God. All right, people, FIFA World Cup. Pastor Jay having her own little World Cup party on Sunday afternoon. I don't know who you're voting for, but you can always let us know. We're on FaceToJRouseShow@gmail.com or on Facebook or on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting at gmail.com or on Facebook, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. We're on Twitter, Pastor Rouse Show. No J on Twitter, just Pastor Rouse Show. And we look forward to hearing from you. And we did get a few comments about Rob Ford. And, well, they just want him gone. I don't think he's going anywhere until he has to go. So, you know what? We're going to wait on the Lord and be of good courage, as the Bible would say, and pray that God will replace him with something better. Amen. But we got to continue to pray for our leaders of our countries, our cities, for our towns, for our churches. And once again, yes, we have a prayer ministry for pastors and churches. So if your pastor, you need prayer, or your pastor needs prayer, or you want us to pray for your pastor, email pastorjrouse@gmail.com. And if you need your church to be prayed for, and the Upper Crust Elite Prayer Warriors are there on duty. Praise God. God is so good. God is so kind and extremely gracious. And, well, at this point, we pray very merciful. Amen. But we hope you've enjoyed our show this week. We look forward to seeing you next week. Same time, same bat channel here on the Pastor J. Rouse Show, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. And I will send you off with "I Bid You Goodnight" by Soweto Gospel Choir. And if nothing else, if you didn't get anything out of the show, just remember that Jesus loves you, and so do I. But what's even better is he loves you even more, always and forever, unconditionally, and never to leave you. God be with you till we meet again.
a smile. You can do it forever. I once was lost, but now I am found. You can do it forever.